Good morning, Romulus 5. This is your lifestyle and interpersonal station assistant with today's public announcements. Thanks to the remarkable work of our exploration team, led by Chief Engineer Terrence Truss, we have successfully began the terraformation process of the planet Oxia. In addition, we are only 7 solar cycles away from the galactic festival known as Luna Lunaea. For more information, please see our resident astronaut, Andrew Miguel, in the observation deck between 1300 and 1600 hours.
Courtney, you haven't said anything in a while.
Uncomfortable silence, a little too uncomfortable for you, Doc.
I think I can manage.
Cool, I'm trying to focus on this anyway.
Someone from maintenance will repair the clock. You don't have to.
Can't help it. It's in my blood. If something's broke, I gotta fix it.
As much as that's appreciated, I think it'd be a better use of your time if you just...
Cry?
Express how you're feeling.
That means cry, right? That's what everybody wants. That's what Mom's doing. She can't get through a full sentence without flooding the room. Or should I smile? Or pretend nothing's changed and that everything's gonna be fine? In your professional opinion, which one will make this easier on everyone else?
I'd like to focus on you and not everyone else, if that's okay. What do you think, to borrow a phrase, will make this easier for you?
Honestly, to not focus on me, to borrow a phrase.
Okay. Then let's talk about your dad.
I don't think
he is someone else, meaning he is not you, which falls squarely into the parameters you set forth.
Well done. I did not expect you to play this dirty, Doc.
Your dad is sort of a legend around the ship. Everyone speaks so highly of him, that must be nice.
I guess, but it's like people know about him, but they don't really know him, you know?
But you do. So tell me, what's he like?
He's a dork. Always tinkering, experimenting, tearing things apart, seeing how they work. Drives Mom nuts. Guess that's where I get it from, my compulsive need to fix things. For my 8th birthday, he got me a box of junk. Just scrap pieces and outdated parts that he collected from work. I was bummed, obviously, because who wants a box of junk? But at the bottom of the box was a tool set. And using all that junk, we built Freda.
Freda?
A friendly robotic engaging in daily activities. She was my first friend, really. I took her everywhere until a few weeks ago when I fried one of her servers trying to optimize her transmission radius, hoping to communicate with ships as far as Nolker, but I'm not as good as I thought. She's basically a stationary floor decoration right now, but Dad swears he can fix her. Nothing is beyond repair when you have the right tools and the mind is the greatest tool of all. That's what he always says. Said, damn it. That's the hardest part. Using the past tense. It makes it seem like he's really... You see why I prefer not talking about this?
This is good, Courtney. Bottling up these emotions is dangerous. It could lead to mood swings, delinquent behavior, irritability.
But you'll let me know if any of that starts, right?
I understand if it's uncomfortable to talk to me about these things, but I implore you to talk to someone. Sadly, aboard the Romulus, the death of a parent is much more common than we care to admit. It's my understanding that some of your peers have formed a sort of support group that...
You want me to hang out with the losers?
I'm sorry?
Oh, I guess some people call them the losers because they've lost a parent. It's insensitive, but also accurate, and maybe even a little funny. Teenagers at their finest. Ha! I got it! Just as the room was starting to fill with that uncomfortable silence you hate so much. And don't worry, this one's on the house.
You know, my holographic projector seems to glitch every once in a while. can't seem to figure out the problem. Maybe you could take a look at it next time?
Next time? I mean, sure, I'd be happy to help. And I'll even try talking to the other loser kids.
A word of advice?
I know how to make friends, Doc.
I would argue you know how to build friends.
Ouch. Tough, but fair. Okay, fine, what you got?
They're not a broken comms drive or a malfunctioning clock. You don't need to fix them. Just talk. Be yourself.
Wow, you really do stop being helpful as soon as the hour's up, huh?
Courtney.
I'm kidding. You're the best in the biz. See you next time.
Did you guys hear the announcement about Luna Linnea this morning?
It's a station-wide speaker, Abe. There's no way to miss it.
Unless you tamper with Lisa's vocal box, which I've never been arrested doing.
I only got caught because I had a terrible accomplice.
I told you someone was coming.
After they were already in the room. Thankfully, my dad had friends in the security office. They could have thrown me on Telerón.
Telerón is for Sigma-level security threats or higher. They wouldn't waste a confinement chamber on idiotic, delinquent children.
Dee Dee, your bark has a little extra bite in it today. Everything all right?
I'm sorry. I'm just hungry. And sleepy.
Well, what's going on?
I haven't been eating or sleeping.
Wow. Thank you.
She's studying for the Junior Ambassador exam.
Which is incredibly difficult to do with all the talking.
Dee, you're the smartest person we know. You tell us all the time. I'm sure you're gonna do great.
Just great? Fantastic.
Nice going.
Did the definition of great change, or...
I have to be perfect! The JA program is the launch pad for making a positive impact on all of humanity! Everyone who's anyone started out as a junior ambassador. Including my dad. And our very own Chief Ambassador, Casey. She's...
Your hero.
Exactly. And if I don't get in, I'll be letting her down. And my mom. And I'll just be floating aimlessly toward my future like all of you. Who are all nice and kind and... Honestly, I have too much going on to think of a convincing lie, but you all know I love you, right?
Aw, we love you too, sis.
Step, sis, and try to keep it down. I don't need to broadcast to the whole ship that I have familial ties to a future criminal.
Oh, speaking of broadcasts, Lisa's this morning.
Silver, you gonna eat all that?
Come on, Moses. Let Nerd Boy talk about his space thingy.
Not the overwhelming voice of support I was expecting. But I'll take it. We are only 7 days away from Luna Linnea. Three moons, each rotating on their own axis, land in perfect alignment, and we get to witness the whole thing. It only happens like once every 600 years, so...
So we'll be able to see it again when you're finally done, right?
Ugh, forget it. It's just a once-in-a-lifetime astronomical phenomenon, but I'm sure whatever you've got going on is just as interesting.
Excuse me?
Guys! Someone's coming.
Yeah, we see her. You have got to get better at that. Come on.
Not gonna lie, this is a little more interesting.
Hi, I'm Courtney, which is long for Court if you're comfortable with nicknames this quickly in the meeting, and I guess it's also short for Courtney Violet Truss if this is more of a formal introduction.
We know who you are.
Oh, good. So I guess that also means you know...
You want to sit down?
Thanks.
I'm Silver, sort of the de facto leader of the group.
We don't have a leader. And if we did, it'd obviously be me.
That's Moses, king of denial. Next to him is Abacus.
Why can't you just call me Abe like everyone else?
Because Abacus is an amazing and hilarious name.
My dad's a historian. Loves ancient mathematics.
Apparently more so than his son's ability to make friends.
And this one, who hasn't blinked in almost 2 full minutes, is Dee Dee.
Ow! What? Oh. There's a new person. Who are you?
I'm Courtney, which is long for court if you're, you know, comfortable with getting
in. Oh, please don't make her do this again.
Yeah, that's okay. I don't care. How many languages do you know?
Oh.
So, barely just the one? Thanks. Super helpful. Not sure if we're voting, but I say lose the newbie.
She's kidding. Any patient of Dr. Ambrose is a person we are obligated to talk to.
Nice to meet all of you. Sorry for just interrupting.
Don't worry about it. We've all been where you are.
How are you?
Whoa.
Abacus.
Not cool.
Sorry.
What's going on?
We're not supposed to ask that.
When you're one of us, it's what everybody asks. All the time.
As if there's an answer that won't make them uncomfortable.
And eventually, they just stopped talking to us all together. So we made a rule. If there was ever someone new, we would be the people who didn't ask.
Well, that's something I can get behind. All Ambrose wants me to do is talk about my feelings.
Don't worry. Around here, we prefer to dance about our feelings. What do you say, friends? Tonight? Good old-fashioned welcome party?
Yes!
No!
I think I can get my hands on some alcohol.
I have to study!
Tablets are portable.
We can do it on the observation deck. Completely unrelated to my desire to get a sneak peek at Luna Linnea.
Wouldn't people see us?
This is more of an after-hours gathering.
We can't just break into the O-deck.
It's not breaking in. I have a key.
That you stole.
We get it, Dee. You're not the fun one. You can be lookout. Can't be worse than silver.
Wanna bet?
No way. So when you get busted, I still go down for aiding and abetting? If I'm doing hard time, I'm doing it with a little bit of a buzz.
Great, so everyone's in. Right, Court?
I don't know if I
should. Come on. Doctor's orders. Ambrose prescribed us to you.
We're basically human pharmaceuticals.
So, let us do our job.
I guess.
Great. Meet in the east corridor outside the observation deck at 2200 hours.
You know why I love a party? Because you get to plan it.
Oh, instantly regretting this.
See you later, navigators.
You're uninvited.
No, you're not. But seriously, knock it off.
Dee Dee?
What? Oh, everybody left? Well, I'm gonna keep reading, so if you're gonna stay here, do it silently.
Didn't you hear? Uncomfortable silence is sort of my forte. What have I gotten myself into?
Closing external window shades and dimming corridor lights. From everyone in the command center, have a great night, Romulus 5.
Don't freak out, okay? You can do this. They're kids, just like you. Well, hopefully a little nicer than you. Which they have to be, right? Because they invited you. Or they feel bad because your dad just died. Or Ambrose made them because she feels bad because your dad just died. Yep, this was a mistake. Just turn around and pretend you were never-
Talking to yourself?
Oh, hey, hi, hey, I was just-
It's cool. We all do it. You saying anything interesting?
Just how this might be a bad idea.
You know what I say? A bad idea is just the start of a really great story.
Something tells me you have a lot of great stories.
Well, if you want to sneak back home, we never saw each other. Or you can have a sip of the good stuff before Moses gets his hands on it.
That's the good stuff?
The burn lets you know it's working. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
How are you?
I thought that was against the rules.
You're gonna learn pretty quickly that I'm not what you'd call a rule follower. And completely ignoring your feelings is no better than keeping them bottled up.
You sound just like Dr. Ambrose.
Ouch. And after I let you have some of my adult poison juice.
I'm just sad and angry and frustrated because my whole life, my dad has been the one who could fix anything. He taught me that nothing is beyond repair, but now he's gone and there's no way to fix this. Does it ever get easier?
When my mom died, it sucked for a long time. But Ambrose was helping me cope, helping me work through the sadness until one day I woke up a little less sad. But then I felt guilty, and that sucked even more. I'm not sure if it's supposed to get easy, but whatever you're going through, it helps to not have to go through it alone. And now you have us, which, despite everything you've seen so far, is a good thing.
There you are!
Ah! Oh!
Shh! Keep it down. What are you doing out here? Is New Girl hogging the booze?
No, and are you sure you need it? You smell like you could fuel a small transpo ship.
This is supposed to be a party! But you ditched, and Dee Dee wants me to quiz her on the interplanetary trade regulations, smegulations, and who knows what Abe is talking about?
The process of a planet using its gravitational force to form its own moon from a surrounding nebula. And I've said it 3 times already. Are you just not listening?
And it's easier for me to not say mean things when my mouth is otherwise occupied.
Here.
Thank you.
So, your move, Court.
Why not? Great stories, right?
Great stories.
Is that you?
Mom, hey, I didn't think you were still up.
I haven't really been sleeping too well lately. What about you? Been sleeping okay?
Yeah. I've been sleeping fine.
You know, I'm meeting with Dr. Ambrose tomorrow. Did you have a good session? Do you like her?
Yep, she was fine. Session was fine.
Not exactly a rave review. Can I assume she was not who you were with all night?
No, yes. I mean, I was with some friends, I guess. We sort of lost track of time, and I know it's way past curfew, but I promise we didn't...
Friends?
Good point. That does sound like a lie, but trust me, I really was...
No, I believe you, honey. I don't think I've ever heard you use that word before. Did you have a good time?
I think so. I mean, yeah, I did actually.
That's good.
Hey, Mom?
Yeah?
How are you?
I'm okay, sweetheart. At least, getting there.
Yeah, me too. Getting there.
I'm gonna head back to bed.
Okay, good night.
Night. And fair warning, I think Freda might be a little jealous.
What do you mean?
She's been going off all night. I guess she's used to you spending all your time with her.
She shouldn't be up or... Thanks. I'll check it out.
See you in the morning.
Freda? Everything all right? You're not supposed to be operational, unless... I am as good as I thought! Testing... Ow! Okay, that was hubris. I deserve that. So, transmitting's still a bust, but... you're receiving? From a frequency no one would even think to use unless...
Romeo Alpha 901 to 43 degrees 11 Mag Corvus.
Dad?
Romeo Alpha 901 to 43 degrees 11 Mag Corvus.
While you've been gone, I have been right here. I'm prepared for so much to change. But I received your transmission loud and clear. Suddenly you might be in rage. And if you're still out there, just leave me a clue so I can find you.
You just heard Romulus 5, Episode 1, Should I Cry? Written and directed by Kyle White. Starring Adrian Arcilia as Abe, Sarah Branch as Silver, Kendall Bird as Courtney, Omar Camps Cameron as Dante, Anita Castillo Halverson as Dee Dee, Tracy Dory as Moses, Bukola Ogunmola as Lena, Tiana Randall Quant as Ambassador Casey and Lisa, and Felicia Saunders as Dr. Ambrose. This episode was edited and sound designed by Jada Curian. Music supervision by Stacey Lindenbaum. Original score by Omar Camps Cameron. Your Only Lunar Love, written by Omar Camps Cameron, performed by Omar Camps Cameron and Jessica Medley. Finding You, written by Omar Camps Cameron, performed by Jessica Medley. Romulus 5 was created by Andrew Arcilia, Kendall Bird, and Kyle White, and produced by Filmonauts Entertainment. If you like our show, please be sure to rate and review us wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram at the Romulus 5. Thanks for listening and safe travels.
So whether you're out there or not, I'll still try. I know you're within